Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible. Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. Amazing. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, your exercise, and medication decisions. All those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and a lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks, Dexcom, for being our partner. Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. A 13-year-old Iowa boy holds a woman at gunpoint for her car, pistol whipping the driver before he takes off. That's pretty young for a carjacking, John Limley.
You think? The boy carjacks the victim in Davenport, Iowa, then crosses the Mississippi River over to Rock Island on I-280. The boy, still too young to drive by 3 years, crashes the stolen car, then leads police on a short foot chase.
The boy now charged with robbery, theft, and stolen vehicle. A Vegas father calls police after an argument with his son, Armando Padron Jr. Padron Sr. concerned his son may, quote, do him harm after finding a bloody knife and jacket in the 37-year-old son's room.
The father tells cops his son has been staying with him after being released from prison and makes comments about wanting to stab people. Padron Sr. says that he's taken several knives away from his son since the dad requires his son to undergo a pat-down before he can come into the home. Coincidentally, Vegas police were investigating the stabbing at a nearby homeless encampment.
Padron Jr. made good on his comments. He stabbed a homeless man 32 times. Now he's rebooked on murder. An Iowa cop spots wanted man Matthew Peters outside his home and tries to arrest him. But Peters runs into his garage. The cop follows. Peters hits the cop with a metal broom handle, throws punches, and even reaches for the cop's taser and gun.
The arresting officer was able to subdue Peters without the 51-year-old disarming him, but did sustain minor injuries in the attack. Peters was wanted for several narcotics and theft charges. He'll now add four more for his assault on the officer.
Peters' new charges now include assault on a cop. Kenneth Peterson's family asked Phoenix cops to perform a well check for the 80-year-old Air Force vet, fearing he may have passed away from diabetes. What cops found was even more horrific.
So true. Officers had to force entry to Peterson's home, which he shared with two roommates, Thomas Wallace and Ramona Gonzalez. They were met with a strong, foul odor. Initially, cops could not locate Peterson, but followed the smell to two trash bags in a bedroom. They contained body parts.
Peterson's head found hidden in a stack of linens. Cops arrest Peterson's roommates, Thomas Wallace and Ramona Gonzalez, at a motel after spotting Peterson's truck parked there, both now charged with murder. More crime and justice news after this. Big thank you to our partner making today's program possible is Grand Canyon University. Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes we're endowed with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the American dream starts with purpose. GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals. Offering over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides you a path to help fulfill your dreams. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University, private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A student has been shot to death at a Seattle high school and police arrested a suspect on a public bus about an hour later. Mayor Bruce Harrell.
So the student who was tragically shot has passed away. The student is deceased.
The student died after being treated at a hospital. The victim was not identified and police declined to say whether the suspect is also a student. The shooting happened at Ingram High School just before 10 a.m. Officers entered the school, found one person shot, and provided aid until medics arrived. The suspect was taken into custody by 11:10 a.m. on a King County Metro bus. The boyfriend of a New York City woman who was found dismembered and stuffed into two suitcases in her apartment has been indicted for her murder. Our friends at Crime Online.
24-year-old Justin Williams was charged with second-degree murder and concealment of a human corpse for the murder of 22-year-old De'Asia Johnson, whose remains were found inside her Brooklyn apartment over the summer. According to investigators, Johnson went home after work on August 21st and never left her apartment again. Williams allegedly stabbed his girlfriend to death and dismembered her body, stashing her remains in two suitcases.
Prosecutors say Williams lived in the apartment for a month and used cleaning products and towels to cover up the smell. A Nigerian social media influencer who called himself Ray Hushpuppy and flaunted a lavish lifestyle fueled by his efforts to launder millions of stolen dollars has been sentenced in Los Angeles to more than 11 years in federal prison. 40-year-old Ramon Abbas was ordered by a federal judge to pay $1.7 million in restitution to two fraud victims. Prosecutors say Abbas and a Canadian man laundered money from various online crimes, including bank cyber heists and business mail compromise, or BEC, a prolific crime in which crooks hack into email accounts, pretend to be someone they're not, and fool victims into wiring money where it doesn't belong. Cornell University has announced the temporary suspension of fraternity parties after a student reported being sexually assaulted and four others were reportedly drugged at off-campus housing in recent weeks. Our friends at Crime Online.
All of the incidents occurred at residences affiliated with registered fraternities. Police investigations are ongoing. The suspension of fraternity parties and other social events at the Ivy League University follows an emergency meeting Sunday between the Interfraternity Council and staff.
A Cornell University police alert warned of at least four incidents since September 24th, in which students reported they had become incapacitated while attending parties off campus.
911 dispatch Terry Clark caught off guard when a caller asks, "Mom, can you please send a police officer right now to McDonald's?" Her daughter, Tania Hill, called from inside the freezer at her part-time job. The teen girl explains an armed robber locked the employees inside the freezer. Clark made sure cops were on their way before heading to check on her daughter herself. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.